الفداء. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters. I am thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be here and to take part in this program, which aims to, as the sister who was speaking before myself was suggesting, to gather support for a very important cause. The cause itself is a very important one, which is bringing the Muslimin together. During especially this time that we live in, where there is a lot of effort to try to separate and use different means to fragment the Muslim population, if you just do the math and realize the number, the figure that the Muslims have globally, and try to imagine that figure coming together and trying to move in a particular direction, what type of momentum that is going to have, you would realize how scary it would seem to those who would want to fight the Muslimin to have that body working together. Recite a salawat. Allah. For that reason, when the enemies of Islam realized after the success of the Islamic Revolution that started to move the believers, bring them together, and get them active and involved against the enemies of Islam, the enemies of Islam realized that the only solution against that is to try to fragment Muslims, and more than that, to get them to fight each other. They realize the power of faith. When the power of faith comes behind a person who's fighting for a cause, the energy they will have, the effectiveness they will have, is far beyond anything else. When they saw that in the believers, they realized they need to get this, take it, and transform it such that instead of it causing the believers coming together and fighting the common enemy of Islam, for them to use it to fight each other, that became the strategy. And as you can see, they are creating terrorist groups and organizations, one of which is Daesh. Before that there were others, and there are new ones that are being produced. This is what the enemy is doing. At this particular time, when we realize that this is happening, the importance of trying to get together and bring the Muslim community and the Muslim ummah back together becomes that much more important. If it was already important enough, as the Ahlul Bayt have taught us that, during these times with what we see in the world, it becomes that much more important for us to work on this and try to bring the believers together. So it's a very noble and blessed cause in itself. Now the important thing here is that there is an effort to try to get the sisters involved in this. Women, Muslim women, become a little more active, not a little, but a lot more active in this arena, and trying to do what they can and what they should in trying to bring the believers, the Muslimin, together. From multiple dimensions, I feel this is very important. Number one, we should realize, as the lady Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, has taught us, women are very important members of society that have got to be aware and active. I think if I would have time to speak of that role model that we should all look up to, or the role model of the daughter of that lady, the lady Zainab, in the story and the event of Karbala and Ashura that we are approaching, That itself would take time, but there were very important lessons to take. I was focusing on two of them. One, being informed. If sisters want to be active in this arena, it is very crucial and important to have accurate information. There's a lot of misinformation that's out there that is the cause of getting the masses to move in the wrong direction. One of the people that are trying to be affected by this, or the enemies are trying to affect by this misinformation, are the sisters. So it's a very important responsibility to have proper information of religion, number one, and what's going on globally. So we're not fooled into taking stances or moving in directions that are contrary to the teachings of Islam. Secondly, after being informed, being active as women, being active as women, well, we understand what being active to an extent means. It means taking a stance. But we're focusing that it needs to be done as women. There's a difference between when Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullah alayh, speaks, when he takes action, and when the lady Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha, speaks, or the lady Zainab, salamullah alayha, speaks. There's a difference between them, the way they approach issues, the way they speak, their involvement and their activism. I hope that this platform that is being created and support for it is being rallied, inshallah, in this session, is able to bring sisters together to try to move in that direction. The effectiveness of sisters in this arena is definitely going to be in ways more than what brothers are going to be able to do. The same way that the effectiveness of the lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha was such that was more in many ways compared to any man that would have stood and spoken at that time in the masjid, or the lady Zainab salamullah alayha in the court of Yazid. If it's done appropriately, it's going to be more effective. Women are being portrayed, Muslim women are being portrayed as oppressed, and the wrong ideology with regards to women is trying to be shoved down the throats of Muslim women, where they're either seen as oppressed, or if they want to be accepted in modern societies, they have got to accept some form of feminism. But believers, sisters that are strong believers, should show that Islam in itself gives teachings that without the need of polluting it with any form of feminism is going to give women a freedom of all evils and give them the ability to be active and involved in society in ways that it benefits them and it benefits society more than any other school of thought can. And I think this is a very important objective that I hope and I pray that our sisters, with their strong faith, with their in-depth knowledge, with their courage, are able to, inshallah, advance towards. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this as a step towards the return of our beloved Imam, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.